Amen. Happy Friday. I'm declaring spring break. I'm declaring it's spring. I have my pink sweater, no socks. We've made it through another winter. Praise God. So I have no authority to make spring early, but I'm declaring it today. Though, we do have an official visit today. We have some seniors who are in high school looking at Hope College. Would you welcome them today? We hope you have a great day, and we say we'll see you here next year. Two other things. Sunday is the last gathering before spring break, and we're calling the gathering Trig Adoration and whatever you want, okay? There's going to be a lot of singing, and we say come on out Sunday, 8 o'clock. If you've never come to a gathering, come this Sunday. And then at the gathering this Sunday, the new CD for this year has been released. Limited edition. And on Sunday, they will go on sale for students, five bones, you can get them. After that, they're doubled and good luck. So anyway, today, this semester, we have been having six seniors do what we call senior witness. And we are so grateful for the four senior witness today, Rob Kish. Rob Kish is, of course, a senior out of Grosse Pointe, Michigan, engineer major. He's already got a job for you engineers. This is the place to be. And would you welcome Rob Kish to the pulpit today?
Thanks, boys. Good morning, friends of Hope. I have a confession to make to you all this morning. Even though I'm standing up here, I don't have it all figured out. Hope is an awesome place, but there's often so much pressure to come off like you have it all together that it can be draining. I have felt and still feel that pressure. Also, before we get too far into this, I want to emphasize that this is not a story about me, but one about God's good work. I am merely his vessel. Like many of you, I grew up going to church, Sunday school, and youth group, but I didn't really take it seriously until recently. I have amazing parents who raised me with a fine moral compass. Growing up, I equated being a morally good person to being Christian. I didn't see how sin affected my life, and I was comfortable with conforming to many societal norms that wouldn't be associated with the practices of somebody who knows Christ. In high school, I fell into a great group of friends. Most of us had played football together for years, and it eventually evolved into hanging out all the time, as well as a weekly Bible study. Despite being surrounded by people who love Jesus, I was still not fully committed to the Lord. During my sophomore year, I met a girl named Bella. We started dating and kept dating. We were your classic high school couple. I had it all timed out to where I could stand at her locker for as long as possible between second and third periods and still slip into my English class right before the bell. I was happy. However, it was one area of my life that I didn't allow any room for God. I didn't seek him or ask him to come into our relationship, and there was a cycle of sin that started that was not welcoming to him. Along with this came loads of guilt and shame. Now, Bella and I chose different colleges, and off we went, without a whole lot of confidence about what would become of us. I had totally compartmentalized the Lord at this point. I was a Christian at church on Sundays and lived life how I wanted to, Monday through Saturday. However, there was never a time where I completely rejected God. I still had my Bible studies with my friends at home during the summer, and while on campus, I still made it to chapel looking for that message that would relieve me of some guilt and shame. This went on for much too long. Over Christmas break last year as a junior, my home friends and I had a New Year's Day Bible study led by one of my best friend's dad, who I would consider a big-time spiritual mentor of mine. Naturally, I was late because I was at a New Year's Eve party the night before, which was totally indicative of how I'd been living. We talked about compartmentalizing God. I felt like it was totally directed at me. You know the feeling. You just kind of sink in your seat and don't say a word. And I'm not really one for New Year's resolutions because I've seen too many end that first week of January. But it was on the first day of 2015 that I realized my life needed to change. I wasn't exactly sure how I was going to do it, but I knew it wouldn't be quick or easy. So school started back up, and I was largely the same. However, I felt something that was just a little bit different. I started to see things and people differently. I actually started reading the Bible. Not a lot, but it was a start. God was definitely working in my life, but I was still committing many of the same sins as before and definitely not feeling any better about them. I knew I needed to clean up many parts of my life, but there was a lot that I was very hesitant to let go. Then came spring break. I was signed up for the Annville, Kentucky mission trip. I won't lie to you. At the beginning of the trip, I was questioning why I signed up. I was jealous of friends going to Florida, and the sins of comparison definitely started creeping in pretty quickly. I was convinced that I was a spiritual idiot among some of the godliest people that Hope College could offer. So I was pretty quiet for the first day or two of the trip, not wanting to say anything that would reveal my ineptitude. But one night, people started sharing their testimonies, and I was floored by the amount of vulnerability that was shown there. But still, I stayed quiet. I saw that I was not the only one who had struggles. I grew more comfortable and felt God stirring me in a way that I had never felt before. Hearing all these testimonies, as well as bonding with these amazing people over tearing apart an old basketball gym ceiling, inspired me to finally let go and totally surrender myself to Christ. We shared a lot of really special times that week, and I know I can go to these people with anything. It was here that I realized what had been holding me back for months. I had been trying to figure out what I needed to do to change my life. Come to find out that once I gave it up to God, He transformed me. After spring break, I got home with the kind of spiritual high you get from being surrounded by Christ for a week, and was finally ready for life to be different. Instead of telling Bella about the awesome experience I had, I broke up with her. Admittedly, went about that in a really, really poor way. It was brash and it left us both crushed. And I love roller coasters as much as the next guy, but that was one I wasn't ready for. I thought and prayed about it a lot. We talked a couple days later. I felt God nudging me back to her and telling me that I wouldn't be able to do this alone. We decided to give it another shot, but we also decided to redefine our relationship. We were going to invite God in and strive to honor Him in all aspects of our lives. It started out with just talking about faith, one thing that never happened between us before. It moved into reading scripture, listening to talks and sermons from various pastors, and going to church together. Bella and I are still together, and our relationship is totally different. It hasn't been without struggle, but it has definitely magnified our feelings for Him and for each other. At the end of last year, I met with Boris at LJ's. And with all the coffee that man buys for people, I'm pretty convinced he's their biggest customer. I wanted to get plugged in and meet some new people. So in natural Boars fashion, he ran with this. Before I knew it, I was helping out at men's nights and in a Friday morning Bible study led by, you guessed it, Boars. Since that time, I've had the opportunity to meet so many new people and foster so many relationships rooted in the love of Christ. I never realized it before, but I was missing out on so much of God's love because I wasn't giving it. In John 21:17, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" for a third time. And Peter replies, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." So Jesus replies, "Feed my sheep." Here Jesus is telling Peter, "Don't simply testify about your love for me. Pour yourself out in my name." For me, it's always been easy to say that I love Jesus, because I've always been surrounded by people who do too. But ever since I truly surrendered, since He broke my shame, since I let go of my fears and took that leap, my eyes have been opened to an amazing side of His love that I never knew existed. Now I'd like to close similar to how I opened. This is hard work. We all have our individual struggles. It's hard to resist temptation, but it is so worth it. I'm guilty and I'm not proud of it, but I know Him and I know His forgiveness. The ultimate difference in myself a year ago and myself now is that His love broke the chains that were holding me back from Him. Don't make the same mistake I did and wait until you're almost done at Hope to seek Him. Go in peace.